Welcome to Wild for Wild. I'm Maya Fitzgerald. Let's get into it. Today I want to talk about one of the more interesting intersections of Oscar Wilde's passions, arts and aestheticism and literature and philosophy. That intersection is satire. So satire is basically humor with a purpose. It's a genre that you see in literature and in movies and in arts that parodizes bad things, right? Vices and hypocrisy and abuses of power and shortcomings and things like that. And it holds it up to the light and says to everyone watching, hey, this is a thing you're supposedly okay with, but should you be? And the entire purpose of it is not to just make fun of anything or everything. It's to make fun of bad things in order to push people and society and governments and businesses to do better, to be better. The plot of The Importance of Being Earnest centers on these two friends who, in separate situations, claim that their name is Earnest and that they are brothers. The running joke of the play being, of course, that Earnest means honest, and neither men are being very honest in introducing themselves as such. And this joke runs for the entirety of the play. They get to the very end and find out that their name really was Earnest to begin with, and they really are brothers, and they live happily ever after, and marry the rich girls they want to marry, and all is well. So what's the important part of that? What's the important part of the importance of being earnest? Well, Oscar Wilde is making a pretty strong indictment of Victorian society. He's saying, look at these things that you tell your children they should be, right? That they should be honest, that they should be true and kind and all of these things, but look at what you're really valuing, right? The real obstacle to the whole play is the gatekeeping of Victorian upper class people. It didn't matter if they had money because their name wasn't good enough, and it didn't matter if their name was good enough because they didn't have money. Those are the things that mattered. And so by the end of the play, the audience is saying, wait a minute, these two men aren't honest. They're just claiming to be, and they get rewarded for it, which is the absolute worst thing society could do. It's the definition of hypocrisy. The other big satirical moment is the ending. The two men have every obstacle that was placed in front of them at the beginning of the play just magically removed. The audience expects, okay, there's been an entire play of these men claiming to be one thing, right? And they haven't been punished for it yet. And you get to the end of the play and, oh, they're not going to be punished because they weren't lying. They were telling the truth when they thought they were lying. They just didn't know it was the truth. And obviously, all of it is supposed to be a big joke. And I think Oscar Wilde would be both proud and horrified at the effect that he has had, not just on the genre, but on art and literature and entertainment in general. What do you think? This has been Wild for Wild.